All right, take a little break. Let's get some football in the mix. David, music.
So we are going into week four of the college football season, or, you know, maybe week five if you believe week zero was
real. Well, Enrico ruined it.
He ruined it. How did he ruin it this time?
MSU's not going to have their best player on Saturday night.
Aiden Childs be playing.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about best players, let's talk about some updated Heisman betting odds here. This is all according to ESPN Bet. So, last week, Cam Ward, who is still the leader, was at plus 800. He is at plus 550 now.
I mean, they don't play anybody.
Correct.
The ACC's terrible. They have a ton of talent. He's flashy. Highlights. I don't have a problem with it. I think they're a playoff team. I've said that since the summer. Why would I change now? Sneaky game this weekend, though.
Really?
At South Florida. Introduce yourself to Byron Brown.
Okay.
Just sneaky. That's all.
Because the way I'm looking at it, Mike, I was actually going to ask you, is this one where for the rest of the season, they just kind of pad his stats and leave him in the game?
The Jaden Daniels plan?
Yeah, where he throws for four touchdowns, even though they're up by 35 points.
I think he's got the highlight reel and the flash and the sizzle. And let's face it, the Heisman, it's useless. It's just a popularity contest.
Yes.
Well, speaking of that, this next one will tell you exactly that, that it's a popularity contest. There's been movement on Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning.
Okay. Hand me your money for Arch Manning for Heisman, and I'll just take care of it for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You're out of your mind.
Quinn Ewers was plus 500 going into last week. He's now plus 1,800 with it, which is tied for eighth.
No. The answer is no.
Arch Manning was last week 150-1. He's now at plus 1,600, moved ahead of Quinn Ewers to seven.
They're just stealing people's money.
Yeah.
As long as yours isn't out for the year, you know, out for 3-4 weeks, you're fine. It's a ridiculous bet.
That's
it's
just silly. That Texas oil money right there. That's it.
Popularity contest.
No, because David, I don't think there's ever been a college player that people want to be great, not good, but great than Arch Manning because of the pedigree.
So this next one is a mention that I just want to say, maybe you want to consider this one based on the pace he's on. And I laugh at the numbers here because it's no way he does this. This is not a video game. But last week, Ashton Jeanty, plus 3,500, bet ESPN, and now he's at plus 2,200. But here's the pace that he's on. Because everyone wants to see, okay, what is he doing? Well, Barry Sanders won the Heisman Trophy. He had a 1988 record of rushing for 2,628 yards and 37 touchdowns. Currently, Jeanty is on pace to rush for 2,754 yards and 54 touchdowns. Not going to happen.
David, it's video game numbers. The problem is, unfortunately, they didn't beat Oregon.
They didn't need to. They lost 37-34.
But I'm saying to win the Heisman, he had to have that game-winning, like, 80-yard run with no time left, and then that would be his Heisman moment.
I'm not going to fight you. Like, we're not going to get into a knockdown dragout. Could not disagree with you more. If they've got Boise State in the playoff and this kid's got damn near 2,000 rushing yards, he's won the Heisman Trophy. He's the best running back in America.
Mike, he should, but as you know, it goes to a quarterback. And they're going to look, well, you're a small school. You didn't play anybody. I'm with you. I understand it. But it's a lot of the Heisman voters
are idiots who don't watch football.
I was going to say lazy, but sure. That works
too. What's the difference, really?
Well, your conversation there is leading me into my exact next point here. It's about Travis Hunter. Because I was reading so many articles this week regarding the Heisman. And people are wondering, well, why isn't he high? Why isn't he up there on this list? And my question to you is, does winning matter when you're doing what he's doing?
To me,
when he is second nationally in receptions, second receiving touchdowns, seventh in receiving yards, and we all know what he does, the cornerback position. Does winning matter?
For me, it doesn't. For me, if you are that guy, but you just happen to be stuck on a bad team, but you still push through and you still put up the numbers knowing your team is not going to win. I look at that and I'm like, yes, because I like him right now. I would probably have him in the 10 to watch right now. So I like what he's doing out there. Plus, like you said, he's doing it on defense as well, getting interceptions. Yes, I like him.
And Mike, you think winning does matter, even what he's doing.
Yeah, we're basically oil and water this segment.
Got you.
That's okay.
Got you. Understood. Let's get to some championship odds, the things that have changed, teams that we should talk about, because something changed significantly with Tennessee. Tennessee was at plus 115 to make the playoff last week. The current odds is minus 200 to make the playoffs. Here's another shift, though, regarding Tennessee.
And you better be careful this weekend.
Yes, I agree.
That's the SEC debut at night for Oklahoma. Be careful. I'm just saying, they look great against Kent State.
Is that a cash to ticket
tease? I am offering. Rico, you know college football.
Yeah.
Be careful. Young QB, he's flashy, he's fun. NC State ain't no good, and I got news for you. This ain't Kent State. Just be careful.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
Be careful now.
But here's something that relates to Kenny, because Georgia's now involved in this. It was another shift between Georgia, Tennessee. Georgia had a 70% chance to beat Tennessee for last week's game. Mm-hmm. Now, they're dropped to 54% chance of beating Tennessee.
I'm going to stand by this. The game that Georgia will lose, I've been saying this since summer, and Kenny hates it. I'd like to welcome you to Vaught-Hemingway Stadium in the Grove. You're losing to Ole Miss. Oh. And then they're going to burn Oxford to the ground. It'll be a party that'll be felt for 10 years.
Not Bama.
No.
But Ole Miss. See, Kenny, I don't know what happened. I'm going to write this off as Georgia just had a bad day at the office, and they will straighten everything out, and they're going to be okay, and they're going to end up winning the whole thing.
Yes, but they'll lose to Ole Miss.
Really?
Okay. It irks Kenny when I say it, too. I love it.
It does.
It'll be okay,
buddy. It does.
Nice 13-12 win over Kentucky.
And then one last thing here. It involves the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Everyone talks about this. We talked about their schedule leading up into the season and how they were probably going to be 7-0 going into the Ohio State game. Well, right now, because of what they've done to make the playoff, their odds are at plus 700. Would that be something you would lay your money on right now for them to make that playoff?
You know what? It's one of those, David, I put a little bit on it. I need to see what happens when they go up against Illinois. It's going to be a step up in competition. But yes, I wouldn't break the bank. But if you want that Jim Costa value pick, yeah, I could see that, especially if last week's Oregon doesn't show back up again and they go back to struggling against teams. They could somehow end up in Indy and really not play anybody.
Oil and water continues. Absolutely not.
You don't think they can get that third Big Ten spot?
No. I think they're cute. I think they're fun. They're not explosive. It's still a freshman QB. I can't. I think reality will set in for them. They're going to win 7-8 games, but like, I can't get them to 10-2 and get them in there. Not me. Would I like it? Sure. And then we get to watch more of the creepy Rayola wannabe Mahomes show. Oh, look, I got plastic surgery to look like him next. I mean, basically, it's the last thing missing. Does the same pregame warm-up, same numbers, same calisthenics.
Right, makes his girlfriend dress up like Britney. Like, okay,
take it easy. He's doing that now, too?
No, I said if he does.
Oh, I'm like, oh, dear.
No, I said if he does, that's when it's like, okay, we're going to just get you some help.
Noted.
So.
And that's an interesting way to end the college football blitz.